KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds. Teachers at a second Seattle high school are coming out in support of a boycott against administering a test. 25 teachers at Ballard High School have signed a letter that endorses the Garfield High School teachers' decision to stop giving students the Measures of Academic Progress, or MAP test. The move has gotten international attention. Ann Dornfeld reports.
Seattle Public Schools requires that students take the MAP test in reading and math two or three times a year, from kindergarten through ninth grade or beyond. But teachers at Garfield say they consider the test useless and a waste of vital instructional time. They say they voted overwhelmingly to refuse to give the MAP test this quarter.
They chose this way to express themselves, and the message is heard loud and clear.
That's Seattle School Superintendent Jose Banda. He says he wants to work with teachers to resolve the issues they have with the test.
But I'm going to hold firm to the fact that they have obligations and responsibilities, and the expectation is that these two assessments will be given.
Students' MAP test scores are used in the teacher evaluation process. But Garfield teachers point to information from the test maker that warns that MAP scores should be used with caution in teacher evaluations. And teachers say they can't prepare kids for the MAP test or interpret students' scores because teachers aren't allowed to see the test.
We offer a lot of information that's available to teachers that would give them very concrete information about the skills that are tested on the test.
John Cronin directs research at Northwest Evaluation Association, which makes the MAP test. Cronin says Seattle is thoughtful in how it uses student MAP test scores in teacher evaluations, as just one of many factors.
So to what do you attribute this mass rebellion by an entire school of teachers?
It's not even something I can speculate on. It's interesting to us, but not being Seattleites ourselves, I really can't say it that I know what's motivating them.
It's not just Seattleites who are sympathizing with the Garfield teachers. The story has gone viral among teachers, parents, and others around the country who say far too much emphasis is now placed on standardized testing. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
And over the weekend, a group of high school teachers at Ballard High School signed a letter supporting the Garfield teachers' boycott of the MAP test. What do you think about that? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Mark wrote on our Facebook page, teach 'em, don't test 'em. What do you say? 800-289-5869. Write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org. Chris McBride is the testing coordinator at Garfield High School. She also taught math there. She's one of the educators defying Seattle Public Schools and refusing to administer the MAP or Measures of Academic Progress test. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Superintendent Banda said the test provides assessment data that's useful for screening and analyzing student achievement to inform instruction and measure growth over time. What do you say?
Well, I can say that our teachers certainly don't feel that way. Perhaps it does that at other levels, but certainly at the secondary level, high school, grades 9 through 12, our teachers feel quite opposite in the areas of math and reading.
Ballard High teachers have signed a letter supporting your boycott, but as I understand it, they're not participating in the boycott. Do you have any signs from teachers at other schools who will actually do what you are doing there at Garfield?
Well, I can't name any schools at this point, but we've heard that there are several schools that are getting ready to release statements that are similar. But again, I'm just hearing that. Ballard is the first one to come out in public and say that they are supporting what we're doing and boycotting.
Are you against all tests or just this test, Chris?
Absolutely not against all tests. In fact, I can speak for the entire staff and say that, you know, our teachers want to be held accountable for what their students are learning. They want to use good assessment. This is specifically about the MAP test, and we have tried to make that really clear. It's only about this assessment.
Now, one of your objections, as I understand it, is that the MAP test is being used to evaluate teachers. What's the problem with that?
Well, again, our teachers are totally willing to be held accountable for what they are teaching in the classrooms and what their students are learning. And the problem that they have with being evaluated based on the MAP test is a derivative of the problems with the test itself. So the fact that the test isn't aligned to our district curriculum, it doesn't reflect our Common Core standards, what's coming down the pike from the state. It's not congruent with our current required state exams, such as the HISPE and the end-of-course exam. You know, for example, our algebra students are going in to take the MAP test, and they sit down in front of the computer to answer a bunch of multiple-choice questions, and what they're seeing on that test is geometry, probability, and some other things that aren't in any way a part of the ninth grade algebra curriculum. And yet our students are being assessed on that, and then take that one step further. If our teachers are to be evaluated based on that, shouldn't we choose something that's more appropriate based on the actual curriculum?
Now, how much of a teacher's evaluation is based on his or her students' performance on the MAP tests?
It's certainly only a portion. And
do you know what portion it is?
You would have to ask the district about that. I know that, like I said, it's only a portion, and that's really not our biggest argument here. Certainly it's part of it. We're worried more about what does this do to our students as far as loss of instructional time, how do they feel when they go in and take a test that they're obviously not prepared for, and are we over-testing? You know, that's certainly one of our concerns as well. So our priorities and our main concerns are with our students and what is best for them in the classroom.
Chris, on my job, and I'm sure on your job, there's some things you can't refuse to do. It's just part of what your job is. And when it comes to administering a test, do you think it's within your purview as someone who's teaching there, who's coordinating testing, to just refuse?
Actually, I think that's a misstatement. My job, in part, is to administer exams and to track all of our students and how they're doing and are they meeting graduation requirements, like on the HISPE and the end-of-course exam. This isn't about me thinking that it's okay to stand up and tell my boss or my bosses that I think that they're wrong. This is about a group of very thoughtful teachers who feel so strongly and have for years that this is an injustice to our students, to our school system, and they finally got to the point where two groups of teachers came to me and said, enough is enough. We need to stand together to make the message really clear and loud, because for 2 years we've been talking about this and people aren't listening. So this is about trying to fix an injustice that's been going on for a long time. And I'll be honest, it's difficult to do that. It's unfortunate we weren't able to meet with district officials prior to the press release. Our intention was not to blindside them with this. We wanted to talk with them. We wanted to work together. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. And if we could do it differently, we might. But now that we're past that point, we really want to look at how can we move forward as a district, not just Garfield High School, as a district in doing what's best for kids and finding out what they're learning. That's so important.
Chris McBride, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Chris McBride, testing coordinator at Garfield High School, where many of the teachers at that high school are saying they will not administer the MAP test. Well, for a different perspective, we bring in Michael Tolley, assistant superintendent for teaching and learning at Seattle Public Schools. Michael, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Do teachers and staff at Garfield High School have the right to just refuse to give a test because they feel that it's not appropriate?
Well, we believe that the assessment program that we've established within the district is appropriate, and that we would encourage all staff to support that work. At this point, we believe that it is in a testing program that should move forward. Again, as with any quality instructional process, we basically teach content, and then we take time to assess whether or not students have mastered that content. This is one of several data points that we gather to determine if students are progressing as they should, and then use that information to assign interventions as needed.
You heard the list of objections that Chris McBride had to this particular test. What's your response to that?
Well, some of that information is not absolutely correct. What we find is, yes, the test is designed to be computer adaptive, in that students who are, as they're taking the test, and if they are successful on one question, they move on to a more challenging question, and if they are not successful there, they then are given a less challenging question. And in that way, the test itself becomes a much more reliable and more predictive of the student's knowledge.
What's your next step here? You've got some teachers that are kind of in open revolt against the testing regimen that the district has said all schools should do. What do you do?
Well, we did send out a communication from the superintendent around expectations related to our current level of testing. But as was agreed to back in November during a board presentation on our program of assessment of students, that we would do a review of our entire student assessment program that we're currently using within Seattle Public Schools this spring, and we'll be, of course, inviting principals as well as teachers in to participate in that process to determine what are the adjustments that may be necessary as we move forward.
When are the MAP tests administered? Are the teachers at Garfield technically not doing what they should be doing right now, or is it some time before those tests are going to be administered?
The testing window for MAP actually runs from the middle of December, around December 19th, through the 20th of February. So there is time still within that window for the assessments to be given.
Thanks very much. Michael Tolley, Assistant Superintendent for Teaching and Learning at Seattle Public Schools. Let's bring in next Diane Ravitch, historian of education, a professor at New York University. She's written The Death and Life of the Great American School System, How Testing and Choice Undermine Education. Diane Ravitch, is this a prairie fire among some Seattle high school teachers unique across the country?
Well, it is, because it's the first time that an entire school staff has said, we won't do this. And now I gather there are two school staffs that have said that. So I think it's really huge. And I know from what I'm seeing on the Internet that a lot of teachers around the country are looking to Garfield and Ballard High Schools and saying, wow, that's great. You know, keep going.
As we understand it, the people at Ballard are merely voicing their support for the boycott at Garfield and not themselves saying that they'll boycott. But if you're at Ballard or know about the situation there, give us a call and maybe you can tell us if that's not the case. Do you think this is the right way for teachers to express their disapproval of these tests by refusing to administer them?
I think that we're at a point now where this is the only thing that teachers can do. And I've actually, over the course of the past few years, been urging local school boards to not administer the test, urging teachers to not give the test, but you can't do it alone. One teacher can't say, I'm not going to do it, because they'll be fired. And it's always been, or at least since the more I've seen how frustrating this is, because the people who keep testing, their only idea is if you just keep testing and then you test some more and you test some more, that's somehow going to raise achievement. It does not raise achievement. It does not close achievement gaps to keep testing. It wastes time. It takes time away from instruction. So the very thing you want to do, which is to give students more time to learn and to, really spend time on instruction, that time is taken away. You're taking time away from the arts. You're taking time away from science and history for these tests. Computer adaptive tests are particularly bad tests because the students quickly realize it's a game and that they can skip questions. They can miss questions on purpose, and that makes the questions get easier and easier for them. And I've heard from testing experts that computer adaptive tests are especially poor because the students just see it as a way to game the system. They're not learning anything while they're taking the test, and it really is not a very good diagnostic tool. So I think that the teachers are right, and the issue here is what's the best way for teachers and educators to fulfill their ethical responsibility to their students? And it is, in this case, to take action together, collectively, because as I said before, if one of them did it, they'd be fired. But when an entire faculty does it, you can't just fire the whole faculty.
You've got a national perspective on this. Do you think we'll see more actions like this at other schools around the country?
Absolutely, because we're now, for example, in Texas, over 800 school boards, that's more than 80% of the school boards across the state of Texas are speaking out against high-stakes testing. The next step is that there will be districts boycotting the high-stakes testing. I think across the country, parents, school board members, and teachers understand that the testing has gotten completely out of control. It's not really about helping students. It's just about an obsession with data for the sake of data. We're not improving achievement as a result of piling on more tests. We are enriching Pearson and McGraw-Hill and one or two other companies, but it's not doing anything for students. So I think there is so much discontent and so much widespread discontent that we will see more such actions like the one at Garfield, and I expect that there will be a time when it won't be just Garfield, but it will be many schools, and they'll be heartened by what happened at Garfield.
Diane Ravitch, professor at New York University, author of The Death and Life of the Great American School System, How Testing and Choice Undermine Education. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
So are we the Lexington and Concord of the anti-testing movement? Let's bring in next Dan Goldhaber, who's a researcher at the University of Washington, Bothell, and he's also director of Seattle's Center for Education Data and Research. Dan, we've heard different perspectives here on the MAP test, on why some folks think it's a bad test that shouldn't be used. What's your impression of the test itself and the way it's used in Seattle Public Schools?
Well, I think there's sort of two things going on here. One, there's the question about the test itself, and then there's sort of a separate issue about whether student achievement tests ought to be used as a metric for teacher performance. So let me try and take those in turn. In terms of the MAP test, the evidence that I've seen suggests that student achievement on the MAP test is actually pretty highly correlated with student achievement on the state assessments. And I haven't seen that for Seattle in particular, but that's generally true. So I think to the degree that we believe that the state assessment is a good reflection of what students ought to be learning, then the MAP test is also going to be a pretty good reflection of that. The question of whether tests ought to be used to hold teachers accountable or not is a broader question, and I certainly agree with Diane that the testing in and of itself is not going to do a lot of good, but I think it's a question of how you use the test. And the nice thing about the MAP test, to my mind, is that it's computer adaptive, so it's pretty good. It's better than a lot of assessments are going to be about assessing student gains over time. And also, because of the timing of the test, you can hopefully adapt your instruction to meet the needs of individual students.
Are we testing kids too much?
I can't answer that question. I mean, it's useful to think about how we got to the point where we are using student tests to hold schools and teachers accountable. And I don't think it's the only way that schools ought to be held accountable. But the reason that we've come to this point is that there were cases, you know, well-documented cases that actually Diane has talked a lot about historically, of students progressing through a school system without having basic reading or arithmetic skills. And so this is one way of assessing those skills and hopefully making sure that students don't get sort of passed from grade to grade and without the skills that they need to be successful later on in life. Now, testing is not the only way that you could hold schools accountable, but I sort of think that it's incumbent upon those who say we're over-testing, you know, we shouldn't be doing it, to offer up alternatives so that testing can be viewed not in relation to some panacea that is not necessarily out there, but against reasonable other ways of assessing schools and teachers.
We're just about out of time. You're certainly aware of the anti-testing mood among some teachers and parents around the country. Do you think this move here in Seattle is going to spark similar moves elsewhere?
You know, I don't think that it's unique to Seattle. I don't know the extent to which this particular refusal to administer the test is going to spread. But there's one other thing I'd like to add, and that is that I'm pretty sure, though I wouldn't swear to it, that the use of state assessment and the MAP test was built into Seattle's collective bargaining agreement. And if that's the case, then there was some weighing in on this policy on the part of teachers earlier on. So while I think that teachers ought to have a voice in district policy, I think that there are sort of times that those decisions are made. And again, my impression is that this was part of the collective bargaining agreement.
Dan, thanks very much. Dan Goldhaber is a researcher at the University of Washington Bothell, director of Seattle's Center for Education and Data Research. And Ann Dornfeld, our education reporter, has been nodding her head. Yes, that is part of the contract. So we'll see where this leads. It's pretty dramatic for teachers to refuse to administer a test. And as we heard, there may be some more announcements about other teachers at least supporting this and maybe also doing it in the Seattle area. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.